Stormfront by Jim Butcher. Print publication by Rock, a division of Penguin Putnam. This production is brought to you by Buzzy Multimedia Audiobooks and is read for you by James Marsters.
I heard the mailman approach my office door half an hour earlier than usual. He didn't sound right. His footsteps fell more heavily, jauntily, and he whistled. A new guy. He whistled his way to my front door, then fell silent for a moment. Then he laughed. Then he knocked. I winced. My mail comes through the mail slot unless it's registered. I get a really limited selection of registered mail, and it's never good news. I got up out of my office chair and opened the door. The new mailman, who looked like a basketball with arms and legs and a sunburned, balding head, was chuckling at the sign on the glass door. He glanced at me and hooked a thumb toward the sign.
You're kidding, right?
I read the sign. People change it occasionally. And shook my head. No, I'm serious. Can I have my mail, please?
So, like parties, shows, stuff like that?
He looked past me as though he expected to see a white tiger, or possibly some skimpily clad assistants prancing around my one-room office. I sighed, not in the mood to get mocked again, and reached for the mail he held in his hand. No, not like that. I don't do parties. He held on to it, his head tilted curiously.
So what, some kind of fortune teller? Cards and crystal balls and things?
No, I told him. I'm not a psychic. I tugged at the mail. He held on to it.
What are you, then?
What's the sign on the door say?
It says Harry Dresden, wizard.
That's me, I confirmed.
An actual wizard?
He asked, grinning, as though I should let him in on the joke.
Spells and potions, demons and incantations, subtle and quick to anger?